Okay, County Commission met last night, and they selected a replacement for Daniel Mahoney.
That's correct. After three rounds of voting, Jeremy Alexander was nominated and selected to replace Commissioner Mahoney and to represent the 7th District.
So how did that all wash out?
Well, it was...
You had five candidates,
yes,
right?
We did. We had five candidates. The candidates that came and spoke and also were there on Monday for the interview process, Thaddeus Williams, Kenny Price, Dina Morgan, Jeremy Alexander, Tasha Carter, and Aaron Piggott. And of those, for the first round... Five were nominated, and to make the cut there was Mr. Alexander and Dina Morgan, and then Mr. Alexander, Jeremy, was selected to be the next county commissioner from the 7th District. So it went very well. It was smooth, and the commission selected who they felt would work best going forward this next year.
Interesting exchange.
Interesting dynamic, yes, all the way around.
Mahoney to the city and Alexander to the...
To the county.
To the county.
So
he takes over immediately, right?
Yes, he does. He'll be sworn in this next week, and then his first meeting will be January 3rd, which will be our organizational meeting. And he'll have his chance to pick up some committees and also be involved in the selection process of commissioners for committee. And then he'll be able to enjoy a study session with the Board of Commissioners in January.
How are those committees selected, Steve?
Well, the committees are the standing committees. There are three of them that meet on the second Monday of the month, transportation and law enforcement, and general government, and then human services. And those are appointed by myself as the chairman and then voted on by the Board of Commissioners to make sure that that's where everybody wants to serve. And normally that process is I review with each commissioner what they like to do and what their priorities are, mm-hmm. and get them on committees that they can function at best and can work the best for all of Jackson County and apply their positive values to those different things. I'll ask Mr. Alexander if he will please take up Commissioner Mahoney's former committees, and that would be the easiest transition. And then there'll be other committees that will be available. Region 2 Planning, for one, I know we'll be putting people on that committee, and hopefully Jeremy will join us there. That's the one where we plan all the roads and put together the master plan for the park system, put together the master plan for all of the different urban and rural transportation issues. That's where the roads program started 6 years ago. And we're moving forward with that in Blackman Township this next year. And then we're looking to assist other townships around Jackson with their different road issues.
So you're making some changes as far as parks.
Yes, we are. It's not really changes. It's enhancements to the park system. The Parks Board and the current Parks Director have put together a plan where we were able to get over $5 million to come to Jackson County to get our park system and trail system, the Iron Bell Trail, completed through the Department of Corrections property, get underneath 94 along the river, make accessible different parts of the park, enhance the trails and the cascades, and also the creation of the arts program that's on the Falling Waters Trail. So different abilities to do things within the park system. This last year, we updated three other parks with kids' toys, which have made those parks that have picnic shelters really a hot commodity. And with that in mind, the Parks Director has created a position where he's going to have two joint managers operating the park system, one supervising camping and the cascades and the different shelters for day events that people want to have, and then an events coordinator that will, in form of Denise Owens, who will manage the fairgrounds and the fair events at Keeley Park and the major events that we put on throughout the season for Jackson. So really two managers that will be working well with Kyle Lewis to make sure that we have an organized park system going forward, and people will be able to call and reserve those shelters and not have to worry about starting on Wednesday night to make sure they get a shelter on Saturday afternoon.
Nice coup getting the $5 million.
Yes, and it's multiple different ways to get it. Some of it's from the state trust fund. Some of it is from a private donor. Some of it is matching funds that the parks was able to put up to get a hold of different funds. So, yeah, the Hearst Foundation had stepped up and helped us with many different things, whether it be the bike riding stand or this type of stuff, or the pickleball court that we're going to have at Cascades Falls where the old tennis courts were. A lot of improvements to Jackson's park system going forward, so we'll all be able to use a diverse and very inexpensive resource to everybody to be involved.
So year in review, things went pretty well, busy?
I think things went very, very well. You know, we dealt with COVID, we dealt with roads, finished up Summit Township. We have one last area to do there on Robinson Road. Going to get that done this spring right after school gets out. Going to work in Blackman Township, get all of that straightened around. We have some projects at the airport. We finished the apron. There's going to be some tree trimming that we're going to be doing this next fall after the bats and everybody leave Jackson that's in the flyway. I think Jackson's done very, very well. We have a health department now that is overseen by Deborah Kaminsky and Christian Pluta. And I believe that
that's kind of been retooled.
Yeah,
that's fair to say.
Yes, that's a fair way to say it. We have a director of nursing, and he's doing a great job. So it's a great team that we have at the health department, all the way from environmental health, which makes sure our restaurants are open and running safe and secure, and also makes sure that I know the different projects, whether it be stormwater or it be site preps or this type of stuff for many of the different projects that are going on in Jackson. And on top of that, the county's also assisting Blackman Township with the LDFA development on County Farm Road. They're going to be putting up the famous orange barrels along there early in the spring to redevelop County Farm Road all the way out to Deering and all the way back to Airport Road. So that's going to be an enhancement. I know that Blackman Township has got businesses, private businesses, that are all ready to go into that park as we get things ticked off and get things going. So 22, 23, 24 is going to be continuing to be a busy time for Jackson County.
And you are making some improvements at the county animal shelter as well.
That's correct. We originally promised that we would retool the animal shelter with the millage, and we did. We hired three professional animal control officers, and they've gotten very involved in the community and working with neighborhoods and working with law enforcement to get things properly taken care of when it comes to any type of pets or animals that are in an abusive situation. But also, we have a director at the animal shelter who stepped up and really created a program with Bissell and quite a few of the different food service providers out there for animal food to, number one, make sure that people who can't afford to take care of their pets are able to be accommodated completely, whether that be finding a new home for the animal or making sure you just have stopgap food to get you over the hump while you happen to be unemployed or staying at home with COVID and dealing with the different things that go on. But also, we were able to work with Bissell and with Empty the Pound. And we were able to do that event, and that all of those events and different private fundraisers have put together a cash pot of money, and then we're able to enhance that. The County Board of Commissioners saw fit to use ERA money, to Americans Improvement Act money, to fix the air system out there and enhance the building and back, and also make everything function much better within the animal shelter going forward. We had the project originally scheduled for this past spring, but chose to wait, and we realized that that was probably an error because of the fact that materials cost went up, spiked way up, and so the Board of Commissioners felt it was time to step up and do what we need to do out there. Literally hundreds of volunteers and everything going on at the animal shelter, it's time to make sure that facility is properly taken care of. And they voted yes for that last night.
So good news there. They're also having a fundraiser down at the Tower Building.
New Year's Eve.
New Year's Eve. You'll be there.
Yes, I will. Get your tickets.
Are you conducting the orchestra?
No, I will be there, though, to answer questions. As people have questions about the different historical facts of Jackson. No, I'll be there just with my brother who's coming to town. And it's going to be nice for Christmas to have him here and his wife. And the four of us are going to go down and enjoy New Year's Eve in the County Tower Building on the second floor.
We've had several guests come through really raving about the ballroom down there.
Yes. Remember, it's the second floor that was originally the bank teller office for County National Bank. And when the Board of Supervisors at the time saw fit in 1978 to buy the County Tower Building and make it the administrative headquarters for Jackson County, they at first remodeled that, and it was the commission chambers. Remember the infamous drop ceiling and the lovely beige paneling? And then under Randy Treacher, a county administrator who knew what was up underneath that drop ceiling, felt that it should be something that should be shared with the whole public. And it's a gorgeous building. And under his management and insight, we completely refurbished and refinished that and turned it into a customer service center for the treasurer, the clerk, and the register of deeds office and the equalization. Well, it's been found that those organizations would prefer to work more independently and have access to technology and equipment now in the 2020 and forward. So we have this large space, and Administrator Overton thought that this is a beautiful facility. We shouldn't leave it all bottled up. And has worked to turn it into a place where you can come and have entertainment and enjoy a wedding reception or high school prom or an event like barking on New Year's Eve.
So, Overton will probably show off his dancing skills.
Yes.
New Year's Eve, yeah, I would imagine.
He'll be leading the train. Yeah, that's right, getting it going there.
Tickets available. By the way,
most definitely through e-tickets or call the Keeley Park.
Yeah, 788-4405. We were chatting during the break. I was pretty amazed at the budget for Lifeways here locally.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
It's about $50 million.
It's awful close to that. That's correct. It involves Jackson and Hillsdale. Mm-hmm. It's a managed health care system for mental health in Jackson. And it's overseen by a board that's appointed through a partnership with Hillsdale County Board of Commissioners and the Jackson County Board of Commissioners that formed the authority. And it has worked very, very well for well over 25 years and providing mental health services. And it's now formed an equity partnership with the Sheriff's Department. And because of that partnership this last year, the Sheriff's Department received recognition nationally for law enforcement. And we have a new jail warden at the Sheriff's Department, and he was introduced last night. Tony will be there, and he and I are getting along well because he's a fellow Bulldog, Go Ferris.
National title.
That's right. We're doing well, and I know that Sheriff Schutte is proud to have him on his team and looks forward to him becoming part of our law enforcement system.
So, again, the breaking news, Jeremy Alexander, a new county commissioner.
New county commissioner, 7th District, and announced his candidacy to run for re-election.
And Miller Shoes will be open here in about an hour and a half.
That's correct. So. We'll be more than happy. Mike and I will be more than happy to service you today.
Steve, have a great holiday.
You too, Greg. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to Jackson.